Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Eastside 70 westbound heavy around Van Brunt with construction blocking the left lane. Heading out of downtown, 29 northbound with an accident before the Paseo, keeping at least one lane blocked. Building delays now onto 71 northbound from 10th Street. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Right back at it on a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Last night, the NBA Finals came to a wrap. A Game 7 that was, well, felt deflated. We had a chance. We were watching the first half. It was back and forth. It was tied. It was this. It was that. It was great. And then kaboom goes the Achilles tendon, we would think, for Tyrese Halliburton.
We were robbed.
Yeah, we were cheated. And I think that sometimes is the biggest problem in playoffs is the stars aren't there, right? We always hear it in football. It's not who's the best team. It's who's the healthiest team. Sometimes you get to this point and all of a sudden, like, the best player isn't there because they got hurt late in the season or in the playoffs. Tatum for the Celtics, Halliburton for the Pacers last night. We've seen this before. When things happen, it's like, I don't know if this is going to work out. Luckily, the Chiefs have kind of escaped that with Mahomes' ankle and stuff, as he's obviously won some Super Bowls on some bum ankles. But again, it's that part of these seasons. You know, you watch it all year. You watch these guys do it. You see Halliburton hit those threes and kill those teams' momentum. And then all of a sudden, here's this guy that, like him or not, that's a terrible problem that we have with sports, that unfortunately sometimes in these situations we do get cheated because we lose greatness.
You do lose greatness. And it was bizarre because it was basically the same spot, the same motion that he hurt his quad the other night in like Game 5 on the floor. I mean, they show them side by side and you're like, holy cow, this is habitual now for this guy. Like, he's gotten injured twice in the same spot on the floor, basically doing the same motion. It's like, oh my God, that was weird that it happened like that. But I give Indiana credit for hanging around as long as they did too. I mean, they gave it a run into the third quarter.
They were up at half.
They were up going into the locker room at halftime by like a point or whatever. But still, you had the lead at halftime. I'm like, man, give these guys a lot of credit for sticking with it and doing their thing. And that McMaster's guy or whoever came in for Halliburton. I mean, that guy.
McConnell.
Yeah. I mean, Mitch, he played well, man. Like that guy went out there and absolutely, you know, held his own for a while. And then you saw why he's a backup player and Halliburton's the star. And you can only get so much out of it. But I give them a hell of a lot of credit for not just fading away when that injury happened, because that would have been really easy for them just to put their hands up and go, damn, I guess we're done here. But they didn't. They continued to fight. And they're like, hey, we only got one game left. Let's go out there and, you know, play balls to the wall. And they did. And they did for a while. And then it became obviously too much to handle. And the league MVP took over, and the face of the league now, SGA. I know nobody wants to because he's boring, but he is. And they dominated in the second half, and they won that championship series at home. So congratulations to them, you know.
To have a face of the league, do we need LeBron to step away?
Probably.
We need the NBA to just...
stop trying, just stop this conversation. It's so
seriously,
stupid.
I'm done.
It's all dictated by ESPN, which, by the way, they stink their coverage. And, you know, I'm not trying to toot our own horns here, but we called this months ago. And I feel like since you and I mentioned that to each other, it has been everybody on top of ESPN right now. And it's two different broadcasts. TNT is the fun, cool, drunkle. ESPN is the hard-o sports guy who's making you follow all the rules, sit at the table, refer to me as Mr. and Mrs., all the rules. And then you got TNT that's like, man, anybody want to have a party and have fun, yes, come over here. And ESPN is that rotten uncle you don't want to go see. And TNT's the fun uncle, right? TNT's Bob.
It kind of reminds me of like Monday Night Wars as a kid. The only reason you watched WCW is because it was on at 7 and Raw started at 8. Uh-huh. And you could definitely see the difference in the broadcast. It was like, I don't know if I want to listen to Eric Bischoff for an hour. I'd rather listen to Jim Ross and Lawler, you know, commentate for wrestling. So you just put up with it.
Yeah.
Whereas like ESPN, you're kind of just like, eh, this isn't Chuck and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny. This is just... this is it.
Yeah. Like, you know. And that's the thing. Are they bad or are they just not TNT? Because TNT is so unique and good and entertaining. It's fine, but it's not TNT.
No, it's
right?
Exactly what Monday Night Wars was. Yeah, like WCW was good. I mean, it was still like Hulk Hogan was still there kind of at the end of his prime. You had the, you know, NWO was there, but it wasn't DX and Stone Cold and The Rock and The Undertaker, a.k.a. Siakam. I don't know what possessed that man that one night before that game when he looked up and the eyes rolled in the back of his head. What the hell happened
to
that?
Price, obviously.
Dude, he hit the right Lord in that moment. Yes. Like, whatever his spiritual being was in that moment, Siakam found it, and it found him, like, direct contact. That man left Earth and became something different at that moment. But that's kind of what ESPN and TNT was, and that's the way I was thinking about it this weekend. I was like, you know, I watched WCW. I didn't like it as much, but I still enjoyed it. You know, I still liked watching Scott Hall go out there and Kevin Nash do their things as the outsiders. And then it was like, yeah, but 8 o'clock, all my attention goes over here because it's more entertaining. Mm-hmm. They do a better job. It's put together better. I don't know. And that's kind of how this whole thing was. But the other side of the reaction to Game 7 was, like Bob had mentioned, SGA. This guy did something that you hardly ever seen, only three other times. Shaq, Jordan, and Abdul-Jabbar have done this, where they had a scoring title, they won an MVP, and they won an NBA title. You can also parlay another leg into there with SGA because he won the MVP of the finals.
I know,
as well.
It's crazy how good
and
this guy was.
And won 68 games with his team.
And everybody's like, who's the face of the league? Hey, look at me. Hello? Look at me. I'm doing really nice things.
Miss Clifton. Yeah. Miss Clifton.
Exactly. like, why are we having such a hard time adopting this guy and just embracing the fact that he's doing stuff that, you know, everybody but three other players in the history of the league could do? You know, be like, say, Mahomes isn't the face of the league after he went out there and ran roughshod all over everybody. Everybody, you know, like, and I mean,
two of
it
those
is what
players are probably what the two best centers in basketball's history.
Yes,
maybe not. I mean, Bill Russell's gonna get a lot of love,
there,
but Shaq and Kareem, I mean,
sure.
Come on,
yeah.
And then I don't know, you're Michael Jordan,
right?
I mean, it's like crazy, but again, like, yeah, I mean, SGA did it. You know, I know he got a little bit of heat the first couple of games in the playoffs where he started flopping and getting the foul calls. It was like, oh, this is annoying, but you know, look, he's that guy, and he's young.
He's great. Best mid-range shooter I've seen since Kobe Bryant.
Can he bring it back?
I mean, yeah, with this team, they're all coming back.
Better mid-range
young.
Jumper than KD? That I thought he was the go of the mid-range.
I picture KD, you picture him inside the arc shooting shots and hitting every single one
of
them.
Hands in his faces. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, I watched him do it at Texas.
Yeah.
I watched him just come. He didn't need it. He could hit the three if he wanted to. But he's had that mid-range in size everybody in college. Obviously, the NBA, people caught up to his height, but still in the NBA, it was like, who's this skinny guy that just is piercing us from inside the arc? That's Kevin Durant. That shot's still alive. Bring it back, the mid-range jumper.
Yeah, well, both these teams do shoot the mid-range jumper. They don't rely on the three. They play physical, defensive brands of basketball. They pass the ball. It's not iso ball. Sure, SGA is the best player. Tyrese Halliburton's probably the best player, but everyone's involved on all of those teams. It's high-octane offense. It's extremely fun to watch. It's fast-paced, and it's a copycat league, just like every sports league, right? Like, we are slowly transitioning from the we need three stars and then four or five whatever, you know, guys on the team to win a championship. We are transitioning from that to we need seven or eight really good dudes who play as a unit, and I think we're going to see other teams start to copy these two brands of basketball, which was unified.
Oh, you mean a team brand
a team
of
brand,
sport?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, like the Chiefs.
We're
going to
get a whole roster that's good and has chemistry, and they're unified, and once... the ratings will come once it's Chicago with this sort of team. It's a New York Knicks. It's an L.A. The ratings will come in droves because the brand of basketball is improving right now, and we're going to have a big market eventually.
Because that's the tweet we're going to get later today.
The ratings were going to be down, right?
Yeah, ratings are going to be down.
Finals, yep. Worst right. finals ratings we've had in the history of the NBA.
But it went seven games, so the NBA wins in all of this.
For sure.
I bet you last night's a pretty big number, right? With the weather the way it is, nobody wanted to be outside doing anything. It was Sunday yeah. night, game seven. Everybody loves a game seven, regardless if you're a diehard fan of the sport or not. You're watching game seven because it's for everything. Like, nothing that you've done all year matters, right? Literally nothing matters up until that point. Everything matters tonight. So everybody's a sports fan. You're watching that game. That's what sports is about. And right. So I think last night probably got a good rating, but it went seven. So the networks win, the NBA wins, all of those folks who are cashing checks win for all of this. And I think, you know, as fans, we saw something different, and it's okay to embrace different in sports and not have that household name. Just watch a team. Isn't that what we kind of wanted all yes. along? Like, sports fans always say, just give me a bunch of guys who come up together and win, not all these superstars. Oklahoma City does it. We go, that's boring. Yeah, I mean, like, you can't win.
Well, again, text line, it's because people call SGA the unethical hooper. And then the other one is SGA has made the NBA watchable again. So
there you go.
I mean, sure. The Canadian superstar, man. Not the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, people try and make that free throw merchant his sort of title. He wasn't even historic free throw numbers from him. He's a great hooper.
I will say game sevens you will always watch, no matter the sport. Now, I think that's the one thing the NFL misses out on.
Yeah.
And I think this is why the conference championship round is so attractive, because that's the closest you get in the NFL to a game seven is NFC, AFC championship game, because it is two teams to go to the greatest. Whereas mm-hmm. like game seven, it's like one of these teams is going to win this championship. The other one's not. Obviously, Dusty, you're welcome. But the thing is with the NFL, you don't get that.
Right.
So the biggest, like, you know, nuts on the table, sorry, Spec, but the biggest moment that you have when it comes to that is those conference games. And then you get to the Super Bowl and you're like, oh my God, we still have one more to go. But at least at this point, you're here. College basketball, Final Four, right? The NCAA championship, you're like, all right, well, the Final Four was much more attractive because it was, you know, do or die. Game mm-hmm. seven, do or die. NHL, MLB, yeah. NBA, you're there for game seven as long as it's not your team. But again, you look at the NFC and AFC championship games, I think that's why they're so attractive, because they bring so much magnitude into one moment, kind of like last night. And then we all look back, we go, well, it was deflated because of the whole injury to Tyler Seguin.
Yeah, but it was and wasn't. I mean, they hung around for long enough to keep you kind of interested to think that they may have a comeback. But, you know, like, I guess you could look at every NFL playoff game as a game seven, because I was thinking last night too. I'm like, man, how do you do a game seven in the NFL? What if you did like a two game series, a home and home and an aggregate scoring or something like that? But that just adds more time to it. I mean, obviously in the NFL, you can't do a series. You'd love to do a playoff series in the NFL that would never end, right? We'd be going and going and going and going.
But Trubisky versus Chad Henne,
yeah,
real quick.
Yeah, real fast, right? And so now you've got an opportunity to watch a game seven last night, and we all did. I think it's going to get a big number.
Somebody says also from the 816, before we get into one word, the NBA Finals took almost an entire month to play. Most people forgot about
it. Well, that my wife said to me, she said to me yesterday, she goes, this is still going on. She goes, this started on my birthday. I said, this is over 2 months now that this playoff has been going on.
Yeah, get it back to what? 3-2-2? Is that right?
2-3-2.
2-3-2. Yeah, get it back to 2-3-2.
I like that.
Because then you'll have to do those like two games and then travel for 2 days in an off day. So it was like you'd play on Tuesday, wouldn't play again until Friday night or Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. It's
like,
and make the first round five games.
Correct.
I agree, but money's involved and you know how it is. And so there we go.
Go ahead, Mac.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Well, we'll start where we just left off. One word on Game 7 of the NBA Finals. OKC winning their first title.
Entertaining. It was entertaining to watch a team like that win, to watch a city like that win, to see an injury happen, to see a team overcome that injury for a while, the lead at halftime. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining.
It was new, right? One of those teams going to be a first-time champion. It was a Game 7. You're lying to yourself if you weren't intrigued. We were at the pool yesterday, and about 6 o'clock, everybody kind of got together and goes, oh, it starts at 7, not 7:30 tonight. That's interesting. It was on people's radar. You had booze, sub sandwiches, swimming pool, bikinis, dudes in short shorts, NBA on the mind because it was game seven. It was new. SGA, Halliburton. I thought it was fine. I thought it was fun. I know the ratings will say otherwise. Some people will hate the NBA talk here in Kansas City. Get over it. You don't get to have it for again until October. So
exactly.
Wait, the season doesn't start till well after Christmas.
Yeah, well, neither does the NFL.
One word on Kevin Durant traded, kind of stole the limelight, the spotlight of the NBA Finals there for most of the day over to now Houston Rockets from Phoenix.
I think the unsurprising word comes to mind for me. We all knew he was going to get traded, and it was just a matter of whether it was going to be San Antonio, Houston, or Miami, right? And Miami, I guess, backed out, so then it was down to two. So unsurprising, you know, it was time for Kevin Durant to move on from that situation in Arizona. It seems like he moves on from situations really, really fast, though.
It was fantastic at Fanatics. So it was fantastic that it happened the way it did. I think that's interesting when you see those things happen because sometimes that is relatable, right? You don't know things are going to happen in your life, and when they do, sometimes you're kind of surprised by that. Athletes in this world are seen so much higher up that their lives are different, the money they make, the styles they live, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, he just found out the same way we did via shams at Fanatics on a couch during an interview. That to me was insane. It's fun. It's kind of cool to see that kind of come full circle when it comes to life in general. When it's like, this is Kevin Durant, one of the best basketball players to ever step foot on the hardwood, and he got the information the same way Mac Morey got the
and
information.
Isn't that sad, though? Like, the guy who's getting traded doesn't know before, like, everybody else. Probably knew something was in the works.
I think he wants us to think that he didn't know.
Yeah. I think he knew he was getting traded, but I don't know if he knew how or when he was getting traded.
So, let me back up a little bit. You've been working with me for a year now, Mac. Are you saying conspiracy theory to create the one-of-one card for Tops?
Hey, they did get a one-of-one.
Yeah, I think it's to help out his agent and Fanatics and to say F you to the NBA because no one respects Adam Silver right now.
Also, props to the NBA trying to get into the card game.
Why do we hate Adam Silver?
Because he sucks.
Yeah, because he hasn't really done what the players have asked from him for a long time.
Well, they're
really
not
the
his boss. The owners are his boss.
You know, so if he boss. You know, God.
If the owners are telling him what to do and he's executing what the owners want him to do, he's doing his job. So give me examples of why we hate Adam Silver, because you said he sucks and you said he doesn't do what the players want. So, like,
he's stalling the game. He's not doing innovative ways to make it better. He's seen other sports do exactly what he should be doing, and he still punts against it. You watch the Frozen Four of the NHL and the All-Star break. Now he's like, well, we'll do it, but we'll think about it. You look at the playoff situation, how long it is. He changed all that, right? He's the one that was the commissioner at the time, or was it still Stern?
Yeah.
It was Silver, right? That went to the 7-7-7-7-7. And he just doesn't really, I don't know, he doesn't give you that sort of accoutrement to kind of help your sport grow. It's just we're still stuck talking about Michael Jordan in 2025.
Yeah, there is that a little bit, but he was the greatest player of all time. We're always going to talk about him, I feel like. But, I mean, sometimes the commissioner is only able to do what the owners are going to allow him to do. And if they want extra games added because it's extra money for them, that's what he's going to do. The commissioner doesn't work for the players. Everybody's got to stop thinking about that. He has nothing to do with the players at all. He is there on behest of the owners. And if you make your bosses happy, you will stay employed. And if you're a commissioner, you want that check to keep coming. So you're going to do what your employer wants you to do.
He certainly doesn't work for me because Kansas City would have a team, which NBA expansion is being discussed. We'll get to that later on. But I want to get to the baseball. I want to get to the Royals weekend because it was successful. Man, we were in here pretty dreary, pretty gray, pretty flat this last week after kind of a losing streak. 4-2 on the weekend road trip for the Royals. Could have been 5-1, but one word on the Royals weekend.
Yeah, unfulfilling because of the way that it ended. You started out so great, winning 4 on the road, and then losing the last 2 going into the new week. You know, as we were talking about earlier, the Chiefs will play a Friday night game. By the time we roll in here on Monday, nobody's talking about what happened Friday night. And that's kind of where I feel like I am with the Royals. They won 4, but nobody's talking about that because they lost the last 2, and that's the memory that you have that's right here in front of your face.
Yeah, successful is my term that you use. I mean, you went 4-2 last week on Tuesday. If I'd have told you they're going to sweep the Rangers and win 1 in San Diego and they're going to go 4-2 on this road trip, you looked at me in my face. I know all of you in the text line can hear all of your voices say, you're an idiot, Dusty. This team's washed. They suck. They can't score runs. And then they swept Texas where they never play well in. They stood their ground against San Diego. I understand yesterday was disheartening. It could have been 5-1. That was right there in your grasp. But again, 4-2 on the road trip. You gained ground in your division and in the wild card. And not only that, now you've given yourself some confidence when you have 6 big daddies coming up at home against the home crowd. You got the Dodgers and you got the Tampa Bay Rays. Playoff game against the Rays. Keep getting hot. Eventually, you'll play the Dodgers in the World Series. Jack Caglione versus Shohei Ohtani. Sign me up. Get the duct tape. I know that I'm hard. No doubt about it.
You said
my
name.
Boss. You're not God.
Said his name, man. Cags had the weekend 2-home run game, went yard, had a great catch defensively. Looks like he's really coming into form after sitting down that one game. One word on Jack Caglione.
The word's in for me. He's in. I have no word. Like, he's not a guy that I concern myself with. Nice. Like, I'm not worried that Jack Caglione's not going to be able to get the job done. He's done enough in these first 2 weeks at his big league level. Like, he's in. He's good to go. Let the kid play.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good word. Entertaining. I mean, think about what he did, right? What is Cags known for? Power. Being this like gigantic superstar of a human being at the age of 22. First home run he hits in his MLB career is at his neck, 4 feet off the ground. The next one he hits, so he goes bridge twice in one game, and the next one he hits goes 400 and almost 40 feet, absolutely piss missiled, and he gave a little bat flip to it. And then, oh, he's been struggling in right field. The defense seems slow. The defense seems like it's not there. And then robs a home run. He's played 17 games in the Major League Baseball organization. He's robbed a homer and gone yard twice in one game. Fulfillment of the prophecy is showing that Jack Caglione will be that guy. Let's see some more at-bats going. Let's see some more hits come out of it. Because, again, only hitting 203 with a slash line at 250-344-594. But, again, 64 at-bats, only 17 games in the league, but he's gone yard twice in one game, and he's robbed a homer.
If he's going to be the player that everybody thinks he's going to be just fine. He's going to be just fine. If he's going to be that player that everybody expects him to be, he'll be just fine.
College World Series, LSU was crowned 2 times in 3 years. I think you mentioned it, Dusty. What is it? Since 2018, only SEC teams now have won the NCAA College World Series. That is,
well, they're far and away better than everybody
dominance.
Else.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
it
are.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ask them. They'll tell you.
And you look at the MLB draft, it's pretty clear where the players are coming from. So one word on the College World Series.
Umpire. And that's what ultimately becomes the College World Series is the umpire who fell over himself and then kicked the coach out of the game because he was so embarrassed that he tripped all over himself. He wanted to blame the coach for pushing him when the coach didn't even look at him. Guy fell ass over tea kettle, threw the coach of the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers out of the game because he embarrassed himself. What a toad.
Yeah, College World Series is fun, and I encourage more people to watch it more often in the next coming years. I know that a lot of people do watch the World Series of college baseball, but, man, the SEC is so dominant, man. And that's why we were talking about Cags earlier, right? Early in his career, we're like, well, he played for Florida, played in the SEC. The SEC is able. Like, there are guys on those teams. Like, Tennessee had a guy that pitched last year who's in Royals High A. Cags played for Florida last year, got drafted 6th overall, is playing in professional baseball as of today. So if you want to watch prospects or you want to get into the baseball card game, follow the call.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College World Series run, because you'll start seeing those guys. That shortstop for LSU, keep an eye on him. That pitcher for the Arkansas Razorbacks, what was his name? Richard Stare? Starewood, whatever the guy's name was.
The guy who pitched the no-hitter the other day?
Yeah, that guy's great.
He's Courtney Wood, maybe? Corey Wood? I think it was something like
that. Staring at Wood? Either way, 19 strikeouts, projected to go 70th overall to the Cubs. Pull that guy's card next year in the 26th Bowman box. You might have something there, and you saw him pitch for Arkansas. So
Gage Wood.
Told you. Coming up on the other side.
Something would, yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.